McCullough S. Geelong, Victoria, Australia. March 25, 1900. Dear Brother McCullough, two nights ago, I was, in the night season, in a council meeting with our brethren. The question was raised, should Brother McCullough leave the work just as it is now in Ballarat? It would not be the best thing to do. One who was in authority said to Brother McCullough, "You have taken too large a responsibility. You will need in every move you make to know that you moving in such a way that you will not follow your own judgment, but the united advice of your brethren. You have failed in this work, working too much independently. You have not the vital strength to carry this load or responsibility. Now, before you advance any farther, advise and counsel with your brethren, and they will help you very much, as it will require their financial strength to carry this thing through. You must not move a step in your own individual independence. There are men who have as deep an interest as it is possible for you to have, who will act a part in counsel, in wisdom, in finance, in carrying through these matters. This is not your work. God has not appointed you this work to do. You are a man who must not take any such responsibilities. You have men in Ballarat who should take this off from you, and you be left to minister in word and doctrine. Never should you take any such responsibilities on you. It is not your work. You can borrow money, but have you taken your brethren right along with you in your building plans? Have you yoked up with them and they with you? As you are carrying this matter, there will be an irritation in several lines of the work. One man's mind and judgment is not to be allowed to become an efficiency in any case where the building of a church is concerned. It takes every member of the church who can carry responsibilities, and the minister is not the man to lift this work alone. You must move solidly and guard against carrying debts which, after the house is built and you must dedicate it to God, involved in debt, prove to be a burden in the church. Better move slowly and surely, and let each do his best. There is need of a house of worship, and the Lord will put it into the hearts of the brethren to do to the utmost of their ability. But you are to be guarded, and not to stand under any responsibility as to this financiering. You have made a mistake. You now need to correct this error as fast as possible, and have the burden on the church. As matters now stand, and as you have involved yourself in the burden, you must not leave everything at loose ends and go to Geelong. This is a lesson you must learn, to seek the mind and judgment of your brethren, and not advance without their advice, counsel, and cooperation. There will be a great disaffection if you now leave matters abruptly. In all your enterprises, counsel with your brethren. All the church are to unite and act a part interestedly in this building, counseling together, strengthening each other's hands, working in perfect harmony. Praying and believing, you will be led on and on to obtain victories. Be sure and not incur heavy debt which will be hard to lift after once invested. First, secure the means before paying them out. Many words were spoken on this point, but I have not time to write them out now. There is still another point which you have not considered, and we have not considered sufficiently. At their wish, you would have come to labor with them in Geelong. You are exchanging a more favorable climate for a climate more taxing. You will certainly be a sufferer, and your life imperiled, to live in this climate. As I have spoken favorably to you in regard to coming to Geelong, I must now say, I retract. I dare not encourage your moving and settling here. Your health needs a drier climate. I will even say I do not dare to have you come. I have written this without having any words or conversation with Brother Starr on the subject. But as I am to be in Geelong the evening after the Sabbath, I will converse with him. I cannot send this Sunday, but I will say a few things farther. I have had a talk with Brother Starr, and he has been impressed on this question as I have. When in Melbourne, I thought of telegraphing to you, but it was the Sabbath and therefore did not.